God wants you to be a messenger, his messenger. He wants the great Moses to be humble enough to accept his only messenger. So when you come to give God's message, it must be given in such a way that glory does not come to the messenger, it comes to the sender. I've looked at my own life and seen there are times I have given testimonies from a wrong motive. I still remember in the late 60s, as a young boy in high school, when I had a problem between me and God, I felt like others might know. And so I would have to give a testimony in the Christian Union. It's a way of ensuring that they do not think I'm not saved. Instead of sorting out my problem with God, I was more interested in the kind of PR, public relations, with the other boys in the fellowship. My thoughts, this be your motive, that you give God's message so that you can create an impression you're a good man. Whereas the truth is, you are like a water pipe, delivering the water and benefiting many people, but the pipe itself remaining dry without water. I think it's important as messengers to learn that God wants to bless us as messengers. That we should experience God as messengers. And that way, we'll remain with the humility not to want to take the glory and to give God the glory in all the activities he sends us to undertake for him.